Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. It's lovely to see you all. Thank you so much for joining this live or the replay. So I feel very inspired to talk about this subject of lost souls and entities because it has been coming in the field again, especially during the Dragon Pod that we just did on the Third Eye technology, which was, oh my God, mind-blowing. We were just finishing the last day of the integration with mentorship, shares, cosmic surgery, and so on. So what came through was really a need to explain a different perspective about lost soul and entity, lost souls and entities, the dark side of the force, to help you be more sovereign and really understand what's going on. Because I see a lot of people going into fragmentation around that, and it is really not necessary. Because I actually haven't met anyone who explained this in the way that I explain. And even though they are amazing, like spiritual teachers, channelers out there, and they talk about that, it's still always so negative, so low. They are targeting us. You know, we are their puppet. They are harvesting our energy. Be very careful. The brighter your light is going to shine, the more targeted you will be. You know, it's not safe to open up your psychic abilities and channeling abilities, because, oh my God, there's just so many nasty things going on there. Oh, you need a lot of protection continuously. Be very much stuck. Let's take a chill pill. Thank you very much. And let's actually understand what's going on. Yesterday during the Dragon Quest, something really touched the heart of the people that were present. Is that we went there into this very ancient chamber deep within the earth, where it's like the root crack of humanity's fragmentation is located there. So I don't want to go into too many details. You had to be there. You can still get on the replay this Dragon Pod about the Third Eye, by the way. If you wanted to get on the replay, just send me an email, info@sandrine.com, or comment below this video, and me and Edlyn will be in touch with you. So some people shared beautifully about what they had felt. And this is exactly what I want to share with you, is that during this trans channel interdimensional grid work, we went to that chamber filled with lost souls and entities and so on. People were not afraid because we knew how to guide them. We knew what to say so they can be in their power. And as we are in our power, where does our power come from? Love. Our heart center, loving compassion, peace, balance, higher mind intelligence, higher thought processes, less to no fragmentation. So we are within the vortex of our vertical ascension, sovereign organic ascension. When we really move from that place and we meet someone there out there that's suffering a lot, and that person is volatile, that person might be like all dramatic on the street or something like that. When we have one of our children that is having like massive tantrum, and we look at them and it's like, that child is like, I love my child, but that child looks a bit like a devil right now. It's so intense. This child is so intense right now. When we are in love, when we have friends that are very close to us, and all of a sudden they become someone else because they are suffering so much, what do we do? Do we get scared of them? Do we avoid them? Do we want to say, I want nothing to do with that child, I want nothing to do with that friend, I want to have nothing to do with that person on the street? When that happens to us, when we are going through something that is very intense and our human is really challenged. Our human suffers, our human is convoluted, our human is all over the place, our human is lost and angry and sad and frustrated and all of the things. What do we do? It's like, oh, that human is gross. I don't want to have anything to do with it. Do we go like that? All of that is being super avoidant, right? All of that is like not caring, but you care. So your child, your best friend, yourself, you're learning to hold space and to be there so they can have the process and they can remember. And you tell them, I love you. I love you so freaking much. You're amazing. I know you're going through a lot right now, but my human self, we're gonna go through it. My child, you need space to have your tantrum or to feel sorry for your life. But I tell you're amazing. It's gonna be all right. You're so strong, so beautiful, so important. You're so needed. You know, it's like you're amazing. So this is what we do, right? As loving humans. And then when we go out there energetically, it's like lost souls and demons. I'm lost. I'm dark. I'm angry because I've been lost for so long. And then we go and we're like, ah, just go away. You're gross. You're dirty. You make me feel ill like this. And so we get scared. We get frightened. We haven't learned the codex. I used to have young children, and I can tell you, they did not come with a manual. They did not. So what did I do? I read books. I asked my mom. I asked friends. I love my children. My daughters are the most extraordinary daughters in the world. But right now, I do not want anything to do with my child because I don't know how to handle my child. That was exactly that. I don't know how to handle that child. So what did I do? I educated myself. I did not abandon my child. I think there was something wrong with me. Think that I was targeted or that my child was invaded by demonic. No. I educated myself to understand a certain architecture of motherhood that I hadn't learned before. This is why you work with me. This is what I bring, architecture. It is void of good ones, bad ones, positive, negative. Architecture, and architecture is neutral. This is why it's so profound to work with me, because we remove the emotional charge from the pattern. And so therefore, all of a sudden, I was like, oh, this is what's really going about. Codex of entities, demons, lost soul, dark side of the force. I want you to also imagine it as a, it's like a house that has been built. It's something that is there. But we can go into that house and paint it very dark and abandon it and really see all the negative things about it. And it's like, oh, you know, it's like that house is just like, I don't really like it. Or we can go there and we can say, oh, how interesting. Yeah, it's an old house, but I can paint it this color. I can go there. I can go there. So depending on our energy, we arrange a house differently. You give the same house to 1,000 people, they're gonna 1,000 people will do different things with that house. So this is how you work with me. It's like I give you the architecture, you evolve around it, you paint it, you learn it, and you evolve through it in your own ways. 99%. 98%, they say, of lost souls that we encounter were human like us once upon a time. They were good people that had a very intense life, and at most likely they were tortured, traumatized, killed, and left to die there with no support, no love, no care whatsoever. And they got lost. You see, they're not bad to start with. They're beautiful beings of the light like us. The vast majority. Yeah, exactly. And so when they finally see someone, oh my God, that one has a lot of light. She can help me. She can help me. And we go like, oh my God, you know, what's going on? I'm targeted by the dark side of the force. I'm afraid they're here. I don't know what to handle. It's like, take a breath. Moving from loving compassion, as we see beings like that, you know, the vast majority of the time, what I do, I look at them and I was like, okay, so First of all, mate, boundaries. I do not have like a free consult all the time. My time is valuable. So I have certain protection system of yes, like the door is not open, like not all the souls that are lost so they can come and visit me for consultation to go into an afterlife. Thank you very much. I keep putting my house into like a really big crystal and so on, but I do all of that. Why? Not because I'm afraid of them, because my house is not open to all my neighbors, all the lost souls, all the kids of the neighborhood to come and get into my cookie jars. I don't want that. I like my privacy. So protections are there for that. Not because we are afraid that they're going to attack us and destroy our life and target us. Because the frequency that you initiate something with is going to give that thing the frequency. So if you initiate protection because you are afraid of them, what do you think is going to happen? Every time you encounter something, you're like, oh my God, you're going to be so afraid. And that protection is coded with fear. So it's a low vibe thing. It's not operating well. It is not as intended. But if you go with the intention, these buggers are there, all of these lost souls, I have so much love and compassion for them. It's simply not my work to just like have my door open so everybody can come and knock at the door and talk to me at night and sit on my bed and go like, I'm scary. I know you're doing a channeling session, a healing session. Oh, no, I can't come. No. I do my protection because it is the same as closing my door when I go to the city. It's not wide open. It's very basic. It's like neutral, you know? I keep my energy, my space tidy, close to the people I don't want to, and I only welcome people in when I won't have people in my field. Power, sovereignty, commanding the field. So the vast majority of lost souls, it's actually that. When you tell them, hey, mate, by the way, you have a big light within you. Look at this. They go like, oh, because you know, it's crazy. It's crazy. If you've watched the movie The Sixth Sense, which is an old movie, I rewatched it recently. It's so well done. Bizarrely, and it's true, a lot of lost souls actually don't know they're dead. And it's like, I know it doesn't make sense, but imagine if they don't really realize that they're dead and they're just talking to us all of the time. It's like, why are you not answering? Why are you not answering? Why are you like this? You're ignoring me. It's kind of like, it's with the vibe, you know? So after a while, they get pissed off. They've had enough, so they throw objects. They're going to start doing things around because they just want to be seen. They want help. It's like, why, no one is listening to me. So they are lost in the horizontal fragmented plane. So when you tell them, this is, you have your light there and you have your vertical axis there, this connects you to your star family, this connects you to family of the light, this connects you to Gaia. So you do not need to stay here any longer, babe. You can go up or you can go down. And she was like, oh, really? I was like, yeah, you can. I was like, oh, I had no idea. Thank you. And then you call in the angels, you're calling their star family, you just say, like, hey, can someone up there? You know, it's you don't need to be a mystical wizard that has trained for decades to do this. It's actually accessible, it's so much easier. That's like when you work with me, it becomes like this, you know, you become so skilled at all of this. And you call the higher forces, the armies of the light, whatever you call them. You open up Gaia, and that soul can go wherever she wants. So sometimes they want to go inside Gaia, sometimes they want to go out there. So it's about, I'm really about demystifying things. Demystifying the fact that our galactic friends are so much more advanced than us, and we, oh my God, you know, we are so far behind. No, they're not. The dark side of the force are targeting us. It's a war out there. No, it's not. It depends what you want to believe in. But if, like me, you actually don't really relate to that, you know, it's not something that's off with all of that. It's because you actually know the higher truth. Not many people talk about that out there because a lot of channels, they still operate from fragmentation. So they talk about the doomsday scenario, the dark side of the force, and so on. And it is not to say that there is not a certain aspect of truth, of course. I'm not denying the nasty things that are happening because some nasty souls out there are doing all sorts of things. It's a fact. It's one aspect of reality. But you can also pivot it and see, ooh, and it's about this, and it's about that, and it's about that. And that's when the architecture opens up and you can really see what's going on there. And this is when you can find some form of neutrality. But a form of neutrality cannot be being a robot. We are not here to try to metabolize or ignore the horrendous things that are happening out there and that we need to feel angry about and sad about, because it's despicable. So it's different. The human can have and must have strong emotions as a guidance system to show this is in alignment with life. This is what promotes life, what elevates life. This is what I'm about. This is the opposite. It just destroys life, it harvests lives, it makes people fearful, it's very enslaving to consciousness. That is what I'm not about. And so as you awake and you realize all the shit that's going on there, then you are awake, and it's not about awakening anymore. It's about structural coherence. What do you decide? Are you going to fragment yourself by cultivating fears and victimhood and so on? Or are you going to reclaim your vertical axis of harmonic ascension, organic ascension, and say, I'm the fucking daughter, the son of the Most High. I'm a unique fractal of God consciousness that operates in a multitude of realities at once. I was here, many ancient civilizations. I am also very galactic, very dragony. So do you really think that a little lost soul that has endured, by the way, horror in its life and in the afterlife, do you think the lost soul can really crack me and destroy me? That's actually laughable. The more we recalibrate in our power, the less we just like, the less any of that has an impact on us. And so we can do the work way more profoundly. I have not experienced anything that some people describe out there, yet I have been open from a young age. So from a young age, I was attacked by lost soul and entities. Every single night was a freaking energetic rape. I endured hell for years living in that house until we moved. Why? That was my training. I needed to understand and to go through that to be able to become the spiritual teacher I am today. I fucking nail it. I just, like this codex, I get this. I got this. And so now I'm unshakable. I'm unbreakable. It's like, bring on anything. I'm like, hey, this is how we're gonna rock. I command the field. You obey. And you might be very big, old, and demonic like this. Look who you're talking to. You can stop. And it's just as neutral as it is like this. I have never had any tolerance for bullies in my life either. Like out there, you try to bully me. If you try to desacralize my work, if you try to put me on a pedestal, if you try to just really harvest my knowledge without reciprocating through kindness and gratitude and appreciation and decency, not gonna happen in my world. So I check for cracks, the way I behave, the way I am, and for the strength and the power to come from loving compassion, but an impeccable anchor in my power. So when we work into the evolution of consciousness, which is why you're here working with me, in ascension, in channeling, it is primordial to understand the architecture that I'm talking about, because otherwise we move from fear through the ascension process. We move from fear, reopening of our abilities And what happens? More fragmentation, more emotional dysregulation, more tiny little problems around, not because we are targeted and because something is trying to dim our light, but because we move the initiation point is still encoded with density, fears, ignorance. So I come here to dismantle that by sharing knowledge. So when we receive this knowledge, this is why I'm a spiritual teacher. When I share this knowledge, you cannot be ignorant any longer because you hear it, you feel it, you see a different perspective, you pivot, you shift your consciousness. And then from there, I give you keys of sovereign evolution. You can do whatever you want with this information that I share because you do you, you choose. And some people can say, it's a ton of bullshit. The dark side of the force are very bad. They've been targeting me for a very long time. Great. That is your reality. That is your reality. But it is not my reality. It is not at all the way I perceive things and think things. And this is how we can also respect each other. Because I'm not for everyone. The level from which I speak from is not for people who have a lot of entanglement and connection in that realm, because they're going to feel unsupported, misunderstood. They're going to feel, but Sandrine, that you don't understand this experience is very vivid for me. Yeah, I can see that. But if you really want to change and open up, you're going to have to open up to different perspective, to receive other aspect, other perspective, because these are keys that open up your consciousness to give you permission to see things about yourself that you did not see before, and these things that you did not know about yourself before, about life, the architecture of life. You did not know that before. It's not, I mean, like this, so many things I don't know about. I would love to be very good at cryptocurrency and stock market. I've tried to, you know, educate my human on that. It's like my human feels very limited. My human doesn't feel the most intelligent, clever human when I go into that field. But give me my field, my codex, I can educate on that. I got this. And it's just still beginning because the depth to which we go through is like unprecedented. So people who really want to get better in this field, they will work with me. But if they don't want to take full sovereign responsibility of the current avatar incarnation, they cannot work with me. It's like there's no meeting point, you see? So through this share here, I'm inviting you to really perceive that through what I'm sharing, I'm giving keys of sovereignty that asks each and every one of you, myself included, to have radical self-honesty, to have absolute loving compassion towards ourselves, to have curiosity, to love knowledge, but not to say that I, Sandrine, must know better than everyone else, that I must hold the one and only truth, because that's pedestaling. And that is not the truth anyway. I speak from one aspect of God's light, the one that I'm here to bring forth. Other people speak from different aspects. This is why it is mental for everyone. But now I'm becoming more and more embodied in this really more refined frequency of spiritual teachings. And this is why I have so many people come, because they can see the blueprint is becoming more and more specific, more and more aligned, more and more crystalline, because it does not come from me forcing you to believe in one thing or another. I offer a different perspective by speaking about, well, this is actually the architecture of life. And within that, you explore the way that you want. There is such a thing as the dark side of the force and an inverted matrix system. But if you are inside my liberation challenge, if you understand ancient civilization locks, if you understand what the, you know, it's like the inverted matrix system is an endemic compounding system. It means that it's a system that was built from a bit of this, a bit of that over time. So it's like building a gigantic, enormous castle with a lot of elements that don't go together on the wrong land. That's all like wobbly. And it is like that's the inverted metric system. So it is not an organic, well-constructed thing. It's like, first we're gonna do this, oh, and then that happens, oh, it's going that way, then let's do that, oh, it's just like, so the building after a while, it crumbles down, it cannot stand. So that's what the inverted matrix is. In that building of the inverted matrix system, it was built in such a way that it was very popular and agreeable for low frequency beings to be there, to manage it more, to control it more. And the humans, because of the age of Kalima, the age of Kalima that we've finally left, is like thousands of years of ignorance. So the humans became more and more like ignorant about the truth of their divinity. So the humans, they became like big puppets to these forces. Humans have become really easily to manipulate. So once we realized all of that, it was like trying to manipulate me. Do you know who the fuck I am? Do you think you can try to bully me into this? Do you think you can try to make me feel small and insignificant, to make me think that I'm an imposter, my voice does not matter, that I will never have abundance, that I will never know true love? Do you want to say that to me? Fuck you. So what's happening there? Activation of your fire. This is what we need. Because when we have that, there's like, oh, that one is. We cannot control that one anymore. She's too wild. She's too dragony. She's too embodied. She feel her fire. So a lot of people, they have a lot of fire, but they're quite afraid of their power. That could be you. You're afraid of your power. You feel that your mission is too big for you. But it's because you need to grow into yourself, because your power is banging at the door. Say, it's your soul, your multidimensional soul. That power is not a power that destroys. It's a power that's gonna say, none of this is longer aligned, so let's clear this. But it's a power that's a gentle power. It's a power that is a loving power. It's a power that elevates other people. So when you start really amplifying that power and going out there in the world and opening your psychic abilities and channeling abilities from that intention of, I'm getting to know my divine self. I'm getting to connect back to God, to the source of life. I'm learning to get excited about life again and to discover more about me and my mission. Oh, this is amazing. So when you move from that place, when if there is an encounter with dark side of the force kind of vibe, it's like we have nothing to do together. Like, bless you, go see someone else, go back to where you come from. You have this light there. Use that light to go back to where you come from. Just you leave me. I have nothing to give you. We start moving from that place and the confidence grows, because to start with, confidence is a musculature. So if you're not used to it, of course, you're going to have to, train yourself around that. But every time you hear talking about the dark side of the force and people manipulating and so on, it's like, it's an aspect of reality, that's for sure. And that can no longer be. We do not want that. That sucks. We do not want to live in this building that's been built by inverted matrix system and ruled by dark side of the force. But it is the same as, oh, I have the choice between living in these two houses. I'll pick that one, as neutral as that. I'll go there. And so the other house is there, but don't really like it, but it's gonna go away eventually because it's crumbling down, kind of vibe. So my mission is located somewhere around helping this nice house to be bigger. So all of us who love like a good party, like love and light party, we can go there. And the ones that don't want that, just gonna go there. That's the massive shift that we are in. The more we reclaim our power, our sovereignty, the easier it is to maintain this alignment, to really bring a high level of awareness around the dynamics that are operating. So we feel what's going on there and we can process with our human. When the human is afraid, when your human feels manipulated, it's like, okay, what is this teaching me? What is this teaching my human? How is my human growing from this? What is my human learning from that? When I was repeatedly attacked and energetically raped by these entities as a child, it's horrendous. Nothing should ever happen to a child. A child should literally be born into this world and just run away with the butterfly in the field. Innocent. So, on whatever level, what happens to children is despicable and should never happen. Okay? But it happened to me energetically. And I felt like such a victim. I was a victim of those entities and demons. But I know that it was part of my mission. I understand everything. My soul has shown me everything. So I know very well. But it really, over the years, I closed my abilities. I prayed not to be attacked anymore, not to see anything anymore. I did not want to see, I didn't want to know anything. So eventually, I closed myself off enough that I would live a normal life, but I would have tremendous headaches. I went to see many specialists and nothing worked. No Reiki, no acupuncture, nothing. I was just had this violent headache because I had closed my crown chakra and my third eye every night as a little girl, like this. Close, close. I don't want to see. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't want to see. I just want to be normal. I want to be closed off. So that happened. But then I was very much a victim of all of that because I was not empowered. So what happened was that every now and then I would have the most horrendous interaction with demonic entities, and that was not peanuts. Like that was going like on a holiday trip with my family, and all of a sudden, like demons attacking my entire family in a castle, and they all felt it. My mom got sick, people had to leave. There were other tourists with babies screaming and so on, and I could just feel this enormous demon following me. It was just so nasty. Everybody left. They could not handle anything that was going on in that castle. And I look at the guide and I go into this trance and I say, people have died here before. People dropped dead here before. And other people dropped dead there before. And there is a chamber over there. This castle is going to be burned down to the ground by fire because the codes that are here can no longer be. And there are demons that are present and they are killing the people. The guide doing the tour in that castle, our friend, was livid. So white, and it let me, what the hell? How do you know all of this? I say, it's just there, the stone, the bricks are crying, and the demon is just right there. And it's just like, oh my God, you say, yeah, it happened. We had a wedding, two people dropped dead there, and before someone they're there. That castle is a portal to the lower realm when it has been passed on from one generation to another in that family, and they are sorcerer. You could see the paintings and the carvings on the wall, it was all demons having like sexual orgies, cutting the head of children. It was like, It was that. So I had these experiences and it was freaking terrifying. It was terrifying because I knew enough to terrify myself and the guys and all the people, but I was not empowered enough to know how to handle this. For years, I could not tell the story of that castle without being covered with horrendous goosebumps and feeling the demon trying to track me. It's like the demon is trying to pursue me. It was fucking horrible. So I went through all of that. And then my parents were in circles where they knew very well of what was going on behind the scene, with what we know what's going on behind the scene, because it's all out in the open now. So I've known these things. You know, I had a life that trained me for being who I am now. And so I was faced with it all. And as I continued on my journey, there was a moment, not such a long time ago, maybe like 10, 12 years ago, when everything started to really unfolding into, okay, so I've been a victim of that for way too long. But if it's happening to me, it's probably because I know how to handle it. Otherwise, it would not happen to me. because I really wanted to work as a psychic and as a channel. It was like the desire was there. Every time I was massaging someone, I was having so many downloads of that person, galactic, ancient, all of it. And I was like, something's going on. And I could really feel, I still had headaches. I could really feel that, you know, like, now is the time. But I knew very well that reopening of my abilities would place me into facing those demons and lost souls. So I kind of like procrastinated. I didn't know. I had no mentor to teach me, to train me. No one. I had to do it on my own. So it's very good that you've got me now, because I've got you. I can talk about this, you know? So I educated myself. I went and I did many psychic journeys, many quantum journeys, many channeling. I did so many things like that. People freaking loved it. I was so good at it. And every now and then I would have very nasty encounters. And I started to handling it until it became the peak of the horror when it came very close to me as family members that are part of the house of the dark side of the force, we call it, blood relatives that were continuously doing psychic attack on me, sending me lost souls, sending me demons. The training got taken up a notch. I handled it. I severe the connection. I work in the quantum field. I can feel when they come, when they are sent. It's like they cannot do fuck all to me. Fuck, why? Because I reclaim my freaking power. I move as a dragon. I teach, I train people. I never have stopped devoting myself 100% to my mission. So guess who's with me? God. God has my fucking back. God wants me to shine. God wants me to be the best, happiest, most joyful, most cheeky, relaxed, badass and dream I can be in this reality. And I intend to obey God. If I can say so, I intend to be that. But there is also the human, and the human needs lots of care, lots of cuddle, lots of pampering, because the human is not perfect, absolute master of the light. No, the human is humaning. But the spiritual teacher coming through is up a notch. It's good. I've got the codex. I know how to share, to train, to handle things. So when you live like God's, you know, like so many people, they say, oh, the universe has my back. But actually, they don't live like that. They don't move from the intention, the universe has my back. They move from fear. Oh, what if I don't get that money? What if that person does this to me? What if I go there and I cannot travel because there is something that happens with the planes? Oh, what if? No, God leads the way. God is everything. The universe has my back. So I move as such. So me handling the dark side of the force and the demon, it's also God's will. God has my back because I've got this. Nothing happens to me. Everything happens for me. So every time something like that, it is happening, so I can turn the volume up a notch of my divine embodiment. Ehaha. That's the real game. Contrast, pressure, pain. Why is there? To make us grow. Once we grow without needing, without waiting for something annoying to happen to us, we click more into place. There is less suffering, less pain, less contrast needed for us to grow. So stop waiting for something bad to happen to change your way. Move from your light. I want to do this. I want to invest inside the portal. You know, my ascension school of channeling. I want to travel to Ibiza. I want to travel to ancient Egypt. I feel the calling. I want to say to that person, I love you. I want to put myself out there. Do it. Because as you move like this, you move from your light, from your integrity in accordance with divine will. If you don't, you create the block and the resistance, this procrastination, and what happens? Something's got to come and bang on it. Say, wake up. Can you do it now? Shift. So rock. We feel an impact. Fuck. It's like God is slapping me in the face again. Oh, I don't want to. What's happening? Why is this happening to me? Move.
look inside of yourself, create love, share more with other people, be curious about yourself, do the freaking work of structural coherence. It's not about awakening. Awakening is very passive. Yeah, we can do a bit of research on internet, but to be honest, it's like awakening is something that is passive. It's like our consciousness cracks open. It's like, oh my God, what's going on? But then we need to be active. So there will be a lot less impact, a lot less invasion of our field by the dark side of the fence if you move from that place, from your fire of creation, from joy, from absolute devotion. Ultimately, nothing bad can happen to us. Why? Because God is on our side. So all the subsequent experiences that are really unpleasant for our human, they're happening for us so we can return the energy back to ourselves and live in alignment with the truth of our divinity, which is, I'm unshakable. I am immortal. I'm eternal. I am galactic, dragon, ancient, human all at once. I am the unique fractal. There's no other one like me in the entire universe. I am here to get to know myself, and this is from where I move. It's returning back. So for all of you who were inside my program one, all of this is going to make so much sense. We do not leave cracks open, fragmentation open. Now we are rising. This is maturing in our spiritual embodiment. So I teach you this because now we need to mature. And maturity comes from experiences. Maturity comes from knowledge. But maturity comes from a decision. A decision to operate at a higher level. And for that, we need to keep the human in check. Because our human is going to go like, and it was like, up, up, up. Like this. Okay? There is a lot of work, a lot of transmission that I can share about entities, dark side of the fence. There's many angle that we can work with together. I want to invite you to get my, it's like a mini course. I did it, I think 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, my most popular course ever, Entities Clearing and Removal. In 3 hours, it includes a massive quantum journey. You understand, because there I go really deep into the architecture, I do like graphics and stuff. And I teach you how to work with Sekhmet, the goddess Sekhmet and the armies of Sekhmet in the quantum field to slay shit, slay demon and slay entities to help them find the light. And I also, during that activation, we also show you how to do that for your house. So it's really nice and pure, and for other people. So if you're a practitioner, this is a must-have training. Okay, so if you want the training, I might pop the link below. It's easy. It's online. You just purchase it, and it is there. Yours for life. So I highly recommend it. Thank you very much for watching this video, and I love you very much. Let me know below if there is anything that comes up. We can continue conversation here in the chat below this video. And if you're interested to work with me, you know where to find me. I send you lots of love. Have a beautiful end of your day. We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.